Tonight's shiur siman tof resh ayin hey. Tof resh ayin hey shadloka is a mitzvah v'lo hanocha. Lighting the menorah is the mitzvah, not the placement of the menorah. Sif aleph. Hadloka is a mitzvah v'lo hanocha. Lighting the menorah is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, not placing the menorah. Shem ha'isim unachas b'mekoyma shalolo shem mitzvah schanika. Let's say the menorah was in a location, its proper location, but it wasn't put there for the mitzvah. Madlikasham, you light it there. Ve'enetzorch lahasira ulhanicha l'shem mitzvah schanika. There's no requirement to pick it up and put it back down for the sake of the mitzvah. If it's sitting in its spot, fine, now light it, because the mitzvah is the lighting, not the placement. The figure, therefore, ashosh shahoyis ledekis kol hayom, if you had a lamp that was burning the whole day, shadikam erev Shabbos, the mitzvah schanika, was lit erev Shabbos for Chanukah, and it's still burning through Matzei Shabbos, the Motzoi Shabbos mechaba umadlik l'shem mitzvah. So Matzei Shabbos, you have to extinguish it and relight it for the sake of the mitzvah, because the hadloka is a mitzvah, and therefore I have to light it to do the mitzvah. Now, even though the mitzvah is not to place the menorah, it is required to put the menorah in its place and then to light it. Because if you lit it indoors and then you placed it outdoors in its spot by the doorway, lo yotze, you won't be yotze. Sharoya, because anyone sees him, Oyma will say that Sahuhu Madlika. He lit that lamp for his personal use, and that's why he's carrying it like a flashlight. Vechain im Madlika Vachsa Beyado Bimakoma lo yotze. Well, let's say he lit it and he's holding it. He's standing holding the menorah. He's not yotze. Sharoya Omer Litzarchu Oichzak. Again, people think that they see him holding it, that he's holding it for his own use.
Who are these people that are going to think this on the first night of Hanukkah?
The people who walk by, the Pesumanisa people. Mishnah Berurah Sifka in Aleph, Hadloka Oisa Mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't the Hadloka. Midim Varchinon, Asher Kedishonim Mitzvah, Vitzivon Lahadik Ner, Vechulu. The fact that you make the Bracha, Asher Kedishonim Mitzvah, Lahadik Ner. You see the mitzvah is Lahadik Ner, to light the Ner. Well, if he's according to this, Gamba Shabbos and Yontif Nami Dina Haki, the same would be true on Shabbos and Yontif that Hadloka Oisa Mitzvah, Kamosha Kasav Le'el, Besivin Reish Samach Gimel Sifyud Bahagor, as we wrote in Reish Samach Gimel Sifyud in the Ramah, because we say the Hadlik Ner by Shabbos and Yontif as well. Sifkan Beis the Fikach therefore Vachulu, what's the law meaning to say? Shem Hayinu So Yivin Shan Locha Oisa Mitzvah, if we would have held that the placement is the mitzvah. If you had a lamp that was burning Erev Shabbos for Chanukah, and it's still burning Motzei Shabbos, the requirement would be to extinguish it, pick it up, put it back down for the sake of the mitzvah, and then relight it. But since we hold only the hadlok is the mitzvah, not the hanocha, therefore malika kamoshi himunachas, just light it as it is in its place, and that's fine. You extinguish it and relight it, and you're done. Sifkan gimel mechabo umadlika l'shem mitzvah. You extinguish it, you relight it for the mitzvah. Ve'enu moyel mashi hidlika esmo l'shem mitzvah. It's not sufficient that you lit it yesterday for the mitzvah to allow it to burn straight through for the second night. T'chol yom v'yom emil sabab inafshi, every day is its own mitzvah. So we have these 24, 25-hour candles. They had the lamp that you put enough oil, a little burn for 25, 26 hours. So the halach is that's not good enough. You can't light Erev Shabbos to be used to two nights with that same licht. Sivkan dalet. Even though we say halacha is a mitzvah, not the hanocha, nonetheless, you have to put the menorah down in its proper place before you light it. What's the law meaning to say? Delo tema, don't say, delo ichbat lam b'hanocha klal, that we don't care at all about the placement of the menorah. Ube'ezah in shi'alik yotzeh, however which way you light, that's good. K'mash v'lon, then it's not good. Sifkan hey, shi'alikan v'mokam hanochasa, you must light it in its place once it's been put down. Because if not, people think you're lying for yourself. Hine, in the time of the Gemara, the requirement was to place the Chanukah licht by the entrance of the house on the outside for the people in the street to see. So you understand simply that you have to light it in its place, which is outside. That's the obligation of, that's where you fulfill your obligation of pesuminisa. So you can't light it indoors and then carry it out and put it down. Even today, that we are lenient and we don't light outside, we light inside the house. Nonetheless, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah if you move the menorah after you light it. You have to light the neros in the place where they will be located at the end. We don't want people who see to say that he's lighting it for his own purposes. Well, if he's in accordance to this, it's also true that if he lit it outside and then brings it inside, he also would not be yotze for this very reason. And he brings, you know, from the Shuas Mekiva Eger in the notes, that if you taka lit it inside and moved it, then you have to light it again with a bracha. You're not yotze. You're mamish not yotze. You have to blow it out, make a bracha, and light it all over again. Sifkat Mavav, v'hotziya lachutz. The Mechaber's case is he lit it inside, and then he brings it outside. So we're saying it's not yotze. The kasher person, the person can write, shafilu hoya hadlaka v'anocha b'makom echad b'fnim o b'chutz. Even if you lit and put it down in one place, whether it be inside or outside, you have to be careful not to move the neros until it's burned for the proper amount of time, half hour after Tzitzkah Chovim. So even if you did it right, you put it in the right place and you lit it in the right place and you didn't move it, you have to wait at that point for it to exhaust its shear before you're going to move it. There are later authorities that are lenient. Pimagodim says one should certainly be careful. Even the neres we light in shul, in the shul menorah, it's also proper not to move the shul menorah once you lit the candles for a half hour. So, once you light it, you don't touch it. You leave it where it is, at least till it goes past the shear of the requirement for the mitzvah. Sagan Zayin, v'oichse b'yadu v'chulu. The fellow is holding the menorah and just stands still. And he's holding the menorah. So again, he's not yotze. So Mishnah Berurah says, das ha-taz, the view, opinion of the taz, that davka she'oichse kozma mitzvah, so he won't be yotze if he holds the menorah the entire time of the mitzvah. But if he held it a little bit, and then he puts it down while it's burning, he would be yotza. But many achronim take issue with this. In their opinion, come on, you shouldn't light it while you're holding it. You have to put it down and then light it. Seif Beis. Yesh Misha Omer. The kivan hadlaka oisa mitzvah. There are those who say that since the mitzvah is hadlaka, you have to make sure there's enough oil in the lamp to burn the entire time that you need it to burn before you ever light it. Because the hadlaka is the mitzvah, so it has to be ready for the mitzvah as soon as you light. But if I made a bracha and I lit, and then I add oil to make sure it'll last for the proper amount of time, I would not be yotze. Mishnah Berurah of Karn Ches Loyasi Dechavasi would not be yotze. V'tzarech lechavaisa, he has to extinguish it. V'litim b'shemen kashir, add the oil that he needs to last the right amount of time. V'lachs lahadik, and then light it again below bracha. In this case, without a bracha. So again, the Mechaber brings it as Yesh Misha Omer. So as haloka oisem mitzvah, we want to make sure that at the moment of haloka, you have sufficient oil to burn the shear. And this is one of the reasons given why we don't use electric lamps, bulbs, for the mitzvah of menorah, for Chanukah. Even if we were to argue, lahalocha, that a light bulb is an esh, and you could make havdalah on an electric light bulb, boim or esh, it's takin esh. The problem is, there is no collection of shemen, there's no fuel in one spot. You plug it into the wall, and the electricity is being generated, and you don't have havloka oisa mitzvah. You don't have the collection there at the time. So, according to this, Shlomo Zalman said, if you had a battery, it should be good. If you had an electric menorah with light bulbs and a battery that powered it, that chor should work. So someone, Lo Aleinu, is in the hospital for Hanukkah, and he obviously cannot light a flame in his hospital room. And let's make it more interesting, and there's no shliach possibility, the next halach of a shliach, let's say it can't be a shliach for him. So then the eitz would be to have a menorah that is battery-powered. And then he could use a battery-powered light bulb menorah to fulfill the mitzvah.
Chayim. So then you leave the lid till the battery dies?
No, because you have to have fire, you could shut it off. Then you recharge your batteries for tomorrow, whatever the thing. But l'chayim, that would be an eitzah in those extreme circumstances. Sif Gimel.
If all the light bulbs are charged with the same batteries, wouldn't that be like one light?
Because the halacha says you put all the wicks in oil, as long as they have mechitza between them, that's okay. You can have one bowl of oil and several wicks, as long as you put a cover on it to separate them out. That's fine. It's not a madura. Siv Gimel. Isha madlekas ner Chanukah, sha'afi chayeves ba. A woman lights the ner Chanukah, she's also obligated. The implication is that if there's only one menorah in the house, she can light the menorah. And certainly a woman who lives by herself lights a menorah. Now, if a family member who is a deaf mute or a halachic shota or a child and he's lining for the house, loss of klum doesn't work. Even if an adult puts it down and places it and fills it up, doesn't help because hadloka oisa mitzvah, not the hanocha. There are those who say that a child who is chinuch age, that's okay. And the Ramah says, according to us, that all the members of the house would light themselves. A child who is chinuch age should light for the chinuch purposes. Mishtaburus of Kotan test, Isha Madlek is perish, meaning, about Kol B'nei Beis, if there's one menorah, she's lighting for the household, that's fine. A man can make a woman his shliach to light. If they're standing there when she lights and they listen to the bracha, even if they don't answer amen, they're yotze by hearing the bracha. Similarly, a man can make a bracha for a woman. If she's standing there and she hears the bracha, but not in any other way. The point that we're making here is that if someone is your shliach, then the shliach cannot make a bracha on the menorah unless the meshaleach, the one who is sending him, is there to be yotze. If the meshaleach isn't there, the shliach can light, but he can't make a bracha. Because the bracha is for the person who is telling him to light. The shliach will make his own bracha when he's at home. So we're not talking about a woman and a man who are married to each other in the same household. Then you don't need the requirement of standing there. The requirement of standing there is when the meshaleach, this woman lives by herself. She wants the next door neighbor, I'm nervous to light the menorah, light the menorah for me. So he can light the menorah and make the brachas to be motzi her. That's the arvus tikkadin. But if she's not there hearing the brachas, he can't make the brachas for her. He makes his own brachas at home. Unless some say asvar, he should have a mind for her house and his house together and go light both with the same bracha. But that's this requirement. The requirement to stand and listen is a halacha that the shliach cannot make a bracha for anyone else unless the person who he is representing is there to hear the brachas. Today we all light ourselves. A woman does not have to light. They are yotze with the men. But if they want to light, they'll make a bracha. The havi kashar mitzvah say shesman gromad yicholas levarach, no different than any other mitzvah say that they can make a bracha. And here it's actually a little more because they're actually mechuyev. Ukeshein ha'ish v'bayis tadlika isha. If the man is not home in the house, the woman should light. The haybas chayuva because she's obligated ube bracha with a bracha. Liad the cut, not a child klikame, like we'll say. So if a man is away and the wife figures, you know, let's let my 11-year-old son be the tati for it because the husband's away. No, he cannot light the menorah. She has to light the menorah. Kasef Rashal b'tshuva simen ayin zayin. The Rashal writes, Suma, someone who is blind. Imhu b'vayis sh'achirim dolken. If he's in a house where others light, v'yoch l'shtateh b'priti imahem, and he could give them some coins, and be yotze with them in Noah, v'yivarach olav, and they'll make the brachas, if that's best. V'cheinim yesh l'ish, or if he's married, ishto melekas olav, his wife would light. If he lives alone and he's not married, he should light himself. Someone should help him, obviously. Or may not so, obviously. He should not make a bracha. And he certainly cannot be motzi anyone else. Why does a woman light for the family? She's also obligated. Then miracle was for the women as well. The decree was on all the single women who chose to get married, had to first live with the officer. The salvation came through a woman. The daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol cut off the head of the leader of the oppressors. And therefore, we say, Afhen hoya ba'osa hanes, and women are obligated as well. Sivka and Aleph Klum. If a Cheresh Shoiter cut and light the menorah, then nothing happened. Afilu Achim Oimden Agabim, even if there were adults watching them, standing right by them, it doesn't mean anything. The Ainalim Chiyav Mitzvah, there's no obligation upon them. Sivka and Yud Beis, Rafa Pishanich Gadol, even if an adult set everything up, the Hadloka is the Mitzvah, the Hanocha, the Mitzvah is the Hadloka, not the Hanocha, not placing it there.
A person's had eye surgery and has eyes wrapped up and can't see at that moment.
He's temporarily suma, yeah.
So he would direct his son to light? His wife would not be good shlichus?
His wife would have to do it, not a katan.
No, but if he can't do it, how can he be a mishaleach?
He should be the shliach or the mishaleach?
No, mishaleach. The guy who can't see asks his wife.
Again, the Halacha says that a suma who's married, let her light. Ishto malekas alav. Mimanashach. She has her chiv, exactly. And then she could be motzing him. Sivka and Yudgim. Right. Sivka and Yudgim. Yesh misha oimid. Those who say that a katan who's chinuch age can light, he know if yimash asasam mechabim simetafesh reitesef beis. Based on what the mechaber writes in Hichas Megillah, that we don't allow a child to lane Megillah's Esther for us. So we're not going to rely, practically speaking, on a child to take care of the adult with his halakha. The Yesh Mishom is saying that a katan is gila chinuch can light menorah for the family. And the halakha, we don't rely on that. Sivkan Yodad Ludidon, the Ramah says, today everyone lights, so the child shall light too. What's the love meaning to say? The afim name of the halacha. Even if you want to say the halacha, the lo kayesh oim halal. We don't pass on this yesh oimim. We don't say the child can be motzi the family. So when he lights, he's not motzi anyone else. But still for himself. So the hadik, once he's chinuch age, he should light. If you look in Be'alocha brings, not everyone agrees to this. Be'alocha brings rishonim who hold that, of course, there's then a chinuch for mitzvahs. But who says din of chinuch for hider mitzvah? Once the father lights, the mother lights, there's no obligation of anyone else to light. It's all hider mitzvah at that point. Who says there's hider? They hold machlal. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. Totally potter. They don't do anything at all. In any event, that's some Rishonim to bear locha brings, but it's not like this one more. Venerally, the katan in tzorach lahachruch lihai. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kind of like a pshara. A child, you don't have to be so strict. He can light one candle. The child's in the light. Chinuch eish, so fine. He'll light one candle. The Mishnah Berurah concludes with the halacha of a ger. That the later authorities write that a ger can make a bracha shas nizna v'seinu, even though he's a ger. Shad shuv, in the next time it brings, some say the ger would say the bracha shas nizim li Yisrael.
Do we say regarding Bikurim that a ger says the regular thing?
So again, by most of these halachas, we say that he can say the regular, same thing here, the nusach of the bracha, it's not considered a sheker. But there are those that can say the Yisrael, and the same with Avodim Yilaparu Mitzrayim and Seder Night, the ger says like everybody else says. The shayla that they bring in the notes with a child, Lani Menorah, fascinating shayla. Is there an isser to be nene from the candles that the child lights? In other words, when a child lights menorah, so is that menorah asur, or isn't that menorah asur? Is the light that he's that from what he's doing asur now? So Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, l'mais if the child lit a menorah l'shem mitzvah, even though he's a child, so now it's Neres Chanukah, and you can't be nana from the licht. He quotes the sefer that says there's absolutely nothing to it at all, and he says, I don't understand how come nothing to it at all. Once there's this halach of a cotton lighting menorah, so chinuch, why should we say that his menorah has no kedusha whatsoever? He disagrees. He says, once the child lights his chinuch age, that menorah should at least have, it doesn't have to, but if it does, then that's going to have the ishtamish, the oira, like any other menorah.